This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the annual veto session.
Senate Bills 189, 36, and 37.
Of the measures that were passed this year, the governor signed all but one. He also vetoed a number of line items in the bills that make up the fiscal year 2024 operating budget. All of these were fair game for lawmakers when they returned to Jefferson City on Wednesday. The original version of what became Senate Bills 189, 36, and 37 contained one item. Senator Tony Lueckmeyer of Parkville is the sponsor. His proposal was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on April 17th.
The original base bill is known as Max's Law, which is a provision that I've filed now for a couple of sessions that enhances the penalty for killing a law enforcement canine in the line of duty. This bill is really the culmination of a lot of the work that's come through the Judiciary Committee so far this session relating to criminal law, as the title reflects.
He adds there are several changes made in the substitute version of his legislation.
What this provision does is it allows a sheriff of any county to make available to expungement clinics and legal aid organizations information from the Missouri Central Crime Repository. The next provision in the bill would allow transfer of juvenile court cases in only a limited set of circumstances.
There were also amendments added to the bill on April 17th. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City expressed her concern over Max's Law, which was the root of the original measure and relates to canine officers.
An opportunity where possibly we would not go all the way to a D felony, but jump from a C misdemeanor, which it was, all the way to an A, and possibly having some less punishment on those, considering there is no punishment right now for the officer that may use the dog for excessive force or something of that nature. But I do know that dogs are released, used to attack folks oftentimes, which would eliminate the officer from having any internal discipline.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis also added an amendment which relates to juvenile laws.
What this does is it removes certain provisions. So the first one would be the juvenile risk and needs assessment. The reason for that is we had a conversation with the executive director for the Juvenile Justice Association. Basically, they create the rules for how a juvenile is assessed when they're detained. And there was a misunderstanding with regards to how they process folks. There was a thought that St. Louis City County and St. Charles County were doing things differently. It turns out that that wasn't the case.
In his veto letter, the governor cited the sections of the bill that relate to expungements and DNA-based exonerations as reason to say no to the measure. By law, a veto override requires a two-thirds majority of both the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives. Also, veto session can last as long as 60 calendar days. No legislation was overridden. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.